Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Shir number 104. We're going to talk about how often Einas Devarim comes about through the feeling of kinna, of jealousy. So he gives an example here of someone's going to his brother who's making a bar mitzvah, since it's a nephew, and that nephew, that bar mitzvah bacher, is lings beautifully, with a clear musical voice, and is steiging in his learning, and he's excelling in everything. And this person, his own son, is struggling with the bracha, he's struggling with kriya, his son is maybe 12 years old, whatever it is, and sometimes he asks Chalisha Sadas, why is my son not like my brother's son? My brother seems to have a perfect life, and I'm always struggling. And of course, though, you know, he goes and gives a warm mazel tov to his nephew, and as a good uncle would, and he gives his brother also a big mazel tov. But sometimes, and he forces himself to say, you know, your son did great with his laning. But in the heart, there's a jealousy, a painful jealousy. You know, and sometimes what he'd do is he'd tell him or he'd tell somebody else, which is sort of Lashon Hara, Rechilas, or Einas Devarim, if you say it directly to him. But basically, of course, I knew my brother wouldn't settle for less than perfect. But my son knows that I'll be proud of him even if he's not perfect. So it's understandable to have that painful feeling, but it comes out in the words and also in the feeling in the heart with a jealousy, with Einas Devarim or with Lashon Hara. So when a person feels that sense of inferiority to others, what's natural to happen is you find eagerly for other flaws in that other person, that they're not so great, that everyone has their area of weakness. And you feel, the jealous person feels temporarily calmed. You see, other people have their baggages, so I don't feel so bad about my own baggage. A person, for example, that's insecure about their level of religious observance may look at other people that are more observant and say, ah, but they're not, they're phonies, or they're not kind, or they're not happy. You know, someone who's envious of another person's financial position, you'll deride them in your mind or in your heart by, oh, they're ostentatious, you know, they're show-offs, they're stingy in their tzedakah. So these jealous thoughts often becomes Einas Devarim when they seep into one's interactions with that other person. And what's lacking again, and we talked about it in the last year, is the emuna and the betachin, Hashem's supervision of the world. When a person understands that each individual receives what Hashem has apportioned to him or her, and that this portion is precisely what this person needs to accomplish in their life, then there will be no jealousy. Then you could look at the other person as if you're in the other person's shoes and recognize that that other person is comfortable for them, but it's not suitable for anyone else. Like the Mechdam Leo says, it's like you're wearing glasses with another person's prescription. It's going to be harmful to you. You need glasses with your own prescription. When you have that attitude and you master that attitude, then when other people have good fortune, it won't negatively affect your own self-esteem. It's not, it's him or me or her or me. You can be happy with what the other person has achieved and acquire something that's good for him and that doesn't take away your own portion. Very often, people find it easier. They'll cry over another person that has a tzara. They'll cry and feel bad. But to be happy about another person's good fortune, that's harder for people. Why? Because one's not jealous of someone else's sorrow, but one is jealous of someone else's good fortune, so it's harder to be happy for it. But the idea is we would spend a lot more happy hours in this world if we could make other people's happiness as the source of our own and be happy. So again, a lot of it is emunah and betachin. So in other words, the way he puts it as a lesson over here, I will stop and think about situations that evoke my feeling of jealousy, and the next time I'm in such a situation, I will try to steer my thoughts in a different direction to enjoy the other person's happiness and to be happy with them. So that's one yisayid that we're going to learn today that we talked about, that Einas Devarim very often is an offshoot of an inner kinna, inner jealousy, that we need emunah and betachin and working on amidais in order to overcome it. Another idea is, the Chafetz Chaim brings this down. He brings this down in the Agdamot and Mishabura. It's brought down in the Agdamot of Seder, Sefer Talas Yaakov Yosef, which is the first Chassidish Sefer ever printed, that every part of a human body is connected to a mitzvah or many mitzvahs, and every physical trait has its spiritual component in our neshamas. And as we nourish or starve or strengthen or weaken or use or abuse these parts of our physical being, we are affecting the health of the spiritual counterparts. And it goes the other way around too. So the Chafetz Chaim, for example, says that when a person does a mitzvah with their mouth, you're strengthening with this your power of speech, your koyach hadibur. And in the world to come, with Torah and praise to Hashem, all the conversations, your mouth will remain pure. In this world, if you work on it in this world, you'll have tremendous power, both in this world and in the next world. While if you don't and you misuse it without doing tshuva, then lost of love, you'll be like a mute. Same thing with a heart. You have, the Chafetz Chaim says, that mitzvah is the key to nourishing your lev la'olam forever. If you have hatred for others in your heart, it'll create a draining and depressing spirit with him into lasad lavay as well. Hatred at its root is a certain blindness on the part of the hater. He fails to see the intrinsic value of the other person. And why? What's that value? The value is because every person is a created in a tzelem elokim. So why do these blinders take place? Why do we blind ourselves from the virtues of the other person and see their flaws? Very often it's a lack of self-esteem, a person's lack of regard for himself. Therefore, because he or she feels not important in and of themselves, they need to feel more important and more powerful, so they pursue strategies that are really an illusion of superiority, just to calm yourself. To the extent that you can lower the other person, you feel higher. So what do? You do your best to remove those blinders of hatred and see the deeper value in every given person. That will protect your spiritual body, la'olam v'ed. Both your heart and your mouth will be strengthened for your mission in this world and your mission in the next world. As you hold back the urge to turn against another person or be oiva chalila and oinos dvarim and hurting the other person with your words, and you reap benefits by actively making your heart and your mouth tools for good. You cultivate love for another person. You build each other up with words. And that health, that's a physical health, that's a spiritual health, that's an emotional health, and you will enjoy it la'il ne'ad. So the idea is that if you find yourself in a mindset which you're critical of others, try to imagine that these feelings will have a physical harm to your heart. It'll really hurt your heart. So the heart, the mouth, we need to utilize it, take care of it the right way, and spread and influence that good to others. So both concepts of what we talked about today, of reasons and causes of various parts of Einos Dvarim, one of them being the kina and working through emunah pshuta and bitachin, and the second one also describing using your mouth and your heart for ahavas Yisrael, and your mouth to help and build people to see the tzelem elokim in each person. Both of these aspects, again, come from often a lack of one's regard of oneself, an unhealthy lack of self-esteem. Healthy self-esteem is not arrogance. It's true humility. You're humbled and grateful of the matanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you every single moment of the day. And you're humbled by it. And you see the chasadim taivim of how Hashem bestows it upon you. And you work on that concept. You work on hakaras hataiv as best as you could, to be grateful for what you do have and to be happy for what you do have and all the gifts that you have. So when you see others, you don't see that their virtues is taking away things from you, and you're happy for them and you're grateful for them and you're happy they're having a good life and a wonderful life. That is a tremendous, tremendous yisoid in removing einos dvarim from your hearts and from your mouths and from spreading that havoc. You know, the other way around, like we're going to talk about a lot, hopefully as well, of the beauty and the power of having a good heart, the beauty and the power of having a mouth, using your power of words to spread light to the world, to spread light, to live, to give life and encouragement to other people. It is so, so important. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all to be able to remove kinah from our hearts and minds, to have that emunah pshuta and that betachin, that Hashem gives us exactly what we need, and we're grateful to Him, and we connect with Him this way. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us all to all feel good about ourselves in a real healthy way, to remove the yetzer hara for lashon hara, rechilas, vayinu asnavarim, and we should not only not do those negative things, but use those kaychais, use that leiv toiv, use that peh to influence and help and build people, and it has tremendous power and beauty, and Hashem has nachas ruach from it. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help, no matter what happened in the past, we have the ability to use and turn our hearts and our mouths as tools for good and only good. For ourselves, for our husbands and wives, for our children, for our family, and for all of Klal Yisrael, and for the whole world. Bracha v'atzlacha.